This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. As we study John chapter 12, Leroy examines the key to living a fruitful life in the service of Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If I were to sit down with you over a cup of coffee and ask, "Do you want your life to be spiritually fruitful for the Lord?" I think I know what the answer would be. Yes, of course I want to live a fruitful life. And most Christians I have met across America and around the world have the same desire. I recall having breakfast with a businessman in Auckland, New Zealand, and discussing the fundamentals of fruitfulness. He said, "Leroy, the greatest desire of my life is to be a fruit-bearing Christian, a man whose life is used of God to introduce other people to the Savior." I recall walking along a jungle river in Southeast Asia with two young men who had recently turned to Christ, leaving their superstitions, their jungle gods, and their worship of spirits. Now their great burden was for their people back in that steamy jungle home to turn to Christ as well. And I vividly remember a conversation with a sophisticated professional man in downtown London who had the same desire for people in his firm. One thing that bound these very different men together was a desire to be used of God to show others the way of the cross. And I knew their desire was real because I could already see the fruit coming from their lives of daily discipleship with Jesus Christ. But how can you and I become productive Christians? Jesus has given us the key that opens the door to a fruitful life. In John chapter 12, verse 24, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone, only a single seed. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit, a great harvest." Okay, we ask ourselves, what does that mean? It means we must rid ourselves of whatever diverts our attention from Christ alone. It means we must stop living for self and begin living for others, putting their welfare above our own. Oswald Chambers wrote, "The great privilege of discipleship is that I can sign on under His cross, and that means death to sin. The cross of discipleship is that I daily and hourly delight to tell my human nature that I am not my own, that I no longer claim my right to myself. It is not an easy thing to do, and that's why Jesus likened it to death. But I have seen this willingness to die to self in the lives of people around the world, and they are the ones who are most fruitful and most joyful in the service of the Lord." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Dawson Trotman, founder of the Navigators, was fond of saying, "The biggest waste of time is the waste of time in getting started." 7 minutes with God is about getting started in daily personal devotions. May we send you a free copy? Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request 7 minutes with God. The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. And please mention the call letters of this radio station. Tomorrow, the story of a modern farmer who took seriously the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.